Proverbs 15:13 says that a joyful heart makes a cheerful face, but with a heartache comes depression. This proverb speaks to the relationship between our inner emotions and outer expressions. A joyful heart reflects in a cheerful countenance, that is, we simply smile. And when it comes to the topic of dental health, it usually focuses on maintaining a beautiful smile. But there are a number of studies that suggest that neglecting taking care of our teeth might have more far-reaching consequences. Surprisingly, poor dental hygiene has been linked to women experiencing fatigue. In this episode, I'll explore the connection between improper oral care and the draining effects that it can have on a woman's energy levels, along with four holistic strategies for improved oral health. So, friend, if you're ready to uncover the causes of fatigue related to poor dental health, along with strategies that will make you smile, then grab a notebook and pen and let's dive in. Hey friend, welcome to Integrative Medicine for Energy and Health. Are you struggling with low energy, excessive weight, chronic fatigue, imbalanced hormones, or body aches and pains that are robbing you of enjoying life? If you're ready to take the guesswork out of living a healthier life, you're in the right place. Hi, I'm Rikesia. I'm a mom, honorably retired Air Force veteran, award-winning author, social worker, and Christian alternative medicine provider. For years, I tried improving my health through conventional medicine and nothing worked until I finally found a simple strategy that was easy and fun. This podcast will provide you with natural ways to increase energy, lose weight, regulate hormones, and improve your mood. If you're ready to live, look, and feel better, grab your favorite cup of herbal tea and let's jump in. Imagine how you would feel if in just 21 days you could lose weight, boost your energy levels, and find hormonal balance. The good news is that you can with GetFit 21. GetFit 21 is my monthly online health program that gives you the tools that you need to take control of your life. With personalized workouts, nutrition guides, and expert support, this program is designed to empower you on your health journey. You can join countless other women who have experienced incredible transformations. My next group kicks off on January the 8th. Join today to receive a 15% discount. Start your 21-day journey by visiting my website at rikesiamcmillan.com or by clicking on the Contact Me link in today's show notes. Hello and welcome to 2024. Happy New Year, friend. Before we get into today's show, I just want to take time to express my deepest gratitude for your unwavering support. 2023 was an amazing year. Together, we created over 22,000 minutes of content on faith, health, energy, hormones, and holistic health. And I'm thrilled to share that we achieved a remarkable 161% increase in listeners. In addition, the show ranked as being number one in Christian health podcasts. Wow. I am so blessed, so honored, and so humbled. Your continued enthusiasm is the fuel for this journey. And I can't wait to make 2024 truly incredible. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you for being an integral part of this journey. Through this podcast, I am passionate about sharing the message of health to help you become the healthiest version of who God wants you to be. If there's a health topic that you'd like to hear on the show, you can drop me an email by clicking on the Contact Me link in today's show notes. Be sure to share the show with a friend. You can leave a review as well as subscribe to the show to receive notifications on all of the latest content. 2024 is starting out with a question from one of our listeners. Sharita asks, can you do a show on dental health? How can I refuse? Of course, I said yes. I actually have a section in my book, Rock Your World Naturally, 7 Divine Keys to Unlock Extraordinary Health, revealing how poor oral hygiene negatively impacts our health. Now, when it comes to my teeth, some might say that I'm a fanatic. I'm in my 50s and I don't have any cavities. And this is also the case with all of my siblings. And at one point, one of my sisters was a dental technician. I can say that we were so blessed to have parents who emphasized brushing and flossing daily. And I even remember in elementary school that there was a dental technician that used to come to our school and share why we needed to take care of our teeth, along with giving us a toothbrush and a little pack of dental floss, as well as literature for us to take home. And I don't think they do this in schools anymore. I wish that they did. But I never knew how important dental care would be until I became an adult. Oral hygiene is important because it helps prevent dental issues like cavities, gum disease, as well as bad breath. Regular brushing and flossing our teeth helps to remove plaque, as well as prevents the buildup of harmful bacteria that can lead to more severe problems like cardiovascular disease, diabetes, as well as low energy levels in women. And so I'd like to discuss how poor oral hygiene is linked to fatigue in women across 6 different areas. The first area has to do with inflammation. Poor oral hygiene is characterized by issues like gum disease, and this provides a breeding ground for harmful bacteria, which can lead to chronic inflammation, not only in the gums, but also throughout the body. And if your gums are diseased, what happens is that the infection from the gums absorbs into your bloodstream. And gum infection can trigger an inflammatory response because the body is attempting to fight off that bacteria that's causing the infection. And this inflammation can release inflammatory mediators into the bloodstream, which causes systemic inflammation throughout the entire body. Chronic or severe gum infections can contribute to a systematic inflammatory response, which can also impact our organs as well as vital systems within the body. And when we think about chronic inflammation, you may be experiencing joint pain. You may be experiencing pain within your muscles. It could be chronic inflammation that could be due to the inflammation that is coming from your gums. And when this inflammation is spread throughout the body, it's associated with a range of health conditions. That includes rheumatoid arthritis, inflammatory bowel disease, as well as other autoimmune disorders. And that persistent inflammation becomes like a silent energy thief, because demanding additional resources from the body causes the body to become fatigued and tired. The second area has to do with nutritional deficiencies. In dental problems such as decay or gum disease, they can really impact our ability to eat a balanced diet. Because if you're having dental problems, you're going to have difficulty with chewing, swallowing your food. And so this creates a problem because it results in nutritional deficiencies because you're not able to eat the proper nutrition that you need for your body, that the vitamins that you need, the minerals that you need that are crucial for energy production, your body is not able to receive these because you've got the dental issues that are going on. So a compromised diet can certainly leave you feeling tired and fatigued due to poor dental health. The third area is systemic impact on gum disease. And gum disease has been linked to various systemic conditions. Again, that includes cardiovascular disease, that includes diabetes, and these conditions in turn contribute to fatigue within the body. Because the body's constant battle against the effects of the gum disease, they're going to divert that energy away from other essential functions within the body, which can leave you feeling tired and drained. The fourth area is sleep disruption. And so if you have oral problems like toothaches or even TMJ disorders, this is going to interfere with your quality of sleep. And we know that poor sleep can definitely contribute to not feeling rested. It's going to contribute to that fatigue. And so women who are experiencing that dental discomfort can find it challenging to get restorative or that deep sleep because of the oral problems that they're having concerning their health. The fifth area is hormonal influences. And so when we're going through hormonal changes, particularly during menstruation, pregnancy, or menopause, this can certainly affect our oral health. And poor oral hygiene during these times can tend to exacerbate the impact of hormonal changes on our bodies. And so this potentially leads to increased fatigue. The sixth and the final area is psychological factors. So when we think about aesthetics or even social implications of poor oral health, this can also contribute to psychological stress or anxiety, self-consciousness about your teeth or about your smile, which can lead to increased levels of stress, which in turn can contribute to fatigue, as well as a sense of overall exhaustion. Now that I've laid the foundation, I want to share four preventative measures to help you break the cycle of poor oral hygiene and fatigue. The first thing is establishing a rigorous oral hygiene routine. So just like we establish a regular exercise routine, you also have to establish an oral hygiene routine. This includes regular brushing and flossing to prevent the buildup of plaque and bacteria. And it's generally recommended that you brush your teeth at least twice a day and floss once a day at the end of the day after your dinner meal. And this routine is going to help you to maintain good oral hygiene by removing plaque as well as preventing dental issues. Your oral hygiene routine should also include scheduling dental checkups for early detection and intervention. And I always recommend seeing a holistic dentist because they consider the overall well-being of their patients. They just don't focus on dental health, but they also focus on the interconnected aspects of our physical health, as well as our emotional health, and how that's tied into your dental health. And many times they incorporate alternative therapies, natural materials are used, as well as preventative approaches, because the aim is to address your oral health issues while promoting your overall health and well-being. Your routine should also include oil pulling. And if you're new to oil pulling, this is something that I practice about once a week. And oil pulling is an ancient oral health practice that involves swishing a tablespoon of oil, usually coconut or sesame oil. I've also used olive oil in your mouth for about 15 to 20 minutes. To maximize your time, you can swish the oil in your mouth while you're taking a shower. And what this technique does is that it helps to remove toxins and bacteria and promotes overall oral health. And so after you swish the oil, you want to spit that out and rinse your mouth with warm water. Now, oil pulling, it can be practiced once a day, in the morning before you eat anything, before you're drinking anything. And the key to oil pulling is consistency. If you want to get the maximum benefits, it's crucial to practice oil pulling on a consistent, regular basis. It's also important to remember that even though you may include oil pulling in your health regimen for your dental care, that it does not replace regular brushing or flossing your teeth. Another area to include in your oral hygiene routine is rinsing and gargling your mouth with warm sea salt water. And this is something that I do every morning after I brush my teeth. And the salt water solution helps to reduce any inflammation that you may have within your gums. It also neutralizes acids that may be hard on your teeth. And it promotes healing within the mouth. And this is beneficial for soothing any type of sore gums. It helps to reduce bacteria within your mouth. And it aids in the healing process, especially after you've had a dental procedure completed. The second thing is ensuring that you're getting a balanced diet. So you want to make sure that you are eating foods that are rich in essential nutrients for overall health, including your oral health. So this includes eating dairy products that are rich in calcium and phosphorus, which are going to strengthen your teeth. One of my favorites is mozzarella cheese because mozzarella is such a good source of calcium. And calcium, we know, is essential for maintaining strong teeth as well as bones. And including mozzarella in your diet can help you to increase your overall calcium intake. And this is especially important for us as women as we age. You also want to include leafy greens in your diet because they're high in vitamins and minerals that support the gum health. You want to eat things like collard greens, kale, spinach, all the leafy greens on a consistent daily basis. You also want to include crunchy fruits and vegetables in your diet. This is something that I really enjoy because I don't really eat potato chips, but I love to have that crunchy sensation when I'm eating. So gala apples, celery, carrots, not only are these delicious and crunchy, but they also help to clean the teeth as well as stimulate saliva within the mouth. You also want to include fatty fish containing omega-3 fatty acids because this is beneficial for your gum health. You can include at least 2 servings of wild-caught fish like salmon, mackerel, sardines, trout, or herring in your weekly meals. Because these fish, again, they're rich in omega-3 fatty acids, which have a number of health benefits to include promoting your gum health as well as reducing inflammation within the body. You also want to include nuts and seeds in your diet because they're a good source of minerals and vitamins that are important for your dental health. You can enjoy almonds, walnuts, cashews, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds or pepitas, chia seeds, and sesame seeds. And these nuts and seeds are going to provide essential minerals such as calcium and phosphorus, which are going to contribute to strong, healthy teeth. And they contain vitamins that support overall oral health and provide you with energy. You also want to make sure that you're drinking plenty of water, because keeping the mouth hydrated helps to rinse away food particles and promotes saliva production. And so drinking water plays a vital role in maintaining healthy teeth by helping you to not only rinse away those food particles, but as well as bacteria. It also helps to prevent plaque buildup and reducing the risk of cavities. And proper hydration also supports saliva production, which is crucial for neutralizing acids as well as maintaining the pH balance in your mouth. And so staying hydrated is essential for various bodily functions, including metabolism as well as our energy production. The fourth and the final preventative measure is stress management. So we want to be able to adopt stress management techniques such as meditation, Pilates, that are going to alleviate any type of stress that can impact your oral health. And stress can contribute to TMJ issues, leading to jaw pain, tension, as well as clenching. And the TMJ dysfunction can affect your overall health and energy levels because it can create a lot of discomfort, from headaches to disruption in sleep. And this is something that I know all too familiar, because I was diagnosed with TMJ when I was 17, because I used to grind my teeth a lot. So I had a night guard at night. And when I used the night guard, it helped to alleviate those headaches. It took away a lot of the discomfort, and I was able to sleep. And so because of the physical strain from stress-related TMJ problems, this can definitely result in fatigue, because the body is using energy to manage that associated muscle tension. Additionally, chronic stress can also impact your sleep quality, and that further affects your energy levels and your overall well-being. And as I mentioned, I had a night guard to help manage my TMJ. So if you need to wear a night guard, ensure that you get one so that you're not wearing your teeth down, because this is going to help to reduce the stress on the body as well as alleviate headaches or any type of tension and stress that you may be feeling in your jaw, to help you to prevent grinding your teeth at night. So I hope that these preventative measures are helpful to you. These are areas that I use in my own life as well as with my clients when it comes to dental health. And there is a book that I want to recommend that I have recommended to so many people over the years that have worked with me that has to do with your dental care. I'm going to drop the link in the show notes so that you can take a look and see how you can improve your health with this book. It's a little book, but it's a very powerful book, and it's called The Cure Tooth Decay: Heal and Prevent Cavities with Nutrition by Ramiel Nagel. And it is so true that when we give our bodies what it needs, we actually have the ability to heal our teeth. That includes cavities. Even root canals can be healed when we give the body what it actually needs. And so let's wrap it all up. The connection between poor oral hygiene and fatigue is a crucial aspect of overall health. By prioritizing oral health through preventative measures and seeking timely dental care, You can not only preserve your radiant smile, but you can also reclaim the energy that you need to lead an active and fulfilling life. The road to renewed energy may very well start with a healthy mouth. I'll leave you with Proverbs 31:25. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who may want to have more energy and improve their health naturally? Also, I would love it if you could leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It blesses me tremendously to know that this podcast is helping you. Alrighty then, it's time to go make a protein shake and go for a hike. No more days of feeling tired and drained. I'll see you in a few days for another episode. God bless.